pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. 251-343-0106. Need to be in touch with the show. Hit us up on that text line. That's how you do so. Still to come about 30 minutes from now from Alabama Today, April Marie Fogel. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll hear from our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott. But joining us now on the line, he is running in the 1st Congressional District for, I guess, what's technically his seat, but the Republican nomination against Barry Moore, who's the incumbent in the 2nd Congressional District. But Jerry Carl joins us on the line. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate it. Well, let's start here. The vote yesterday on the NDAA, you and your other seven colleagues in the House, and then the two U.S. senators voted for it. Kind of walk us through your decision-making process. What made it go in that direction for you?
Well, it's a good bill. I mean, it's not perfect. There's nothing that comes across that floor that's perfect. But it's a good bill. I look at my opponent yesterday, and the first thing he does is go on the airways and start trying to defend his vote. And then he's, this is what I get frustrated in Washington fighting against. It's the misinformation that the show horses want to throw out there. And they immediately want to go to the airways and start throwing out bad numbers or misinformation and confuse our voters. I'll give you a good example yesterday. The first thing that came out of my opponent's mouth was Ukraine. We're sending $600 million to Ukraine in this bill. That is a flat-out lie, and he knows the difference. It is $300 million per year for 2 years. That is going to National Guards that we train in Ukraine. We have been doing for the last 12 or 13 years. So he has voted to do it once before, but now all of a sudden there's something wrong with it. So there's your show horse I'm talking about right there when I call him a show horse. The FISA issue. The FISA issue scares all of us to death. The power that the FBI and all these three-letter organizations have got in this country. The FISA bill that was written cannot be passed. This is Barry's own bill. This is the committee he sits on. He took himself off the VA council looking after our veterans to put himself on the showboat committee. They can't even get their own package across the floor. So when we met in committee a week ago, we decided there was two different bills that were written. We decided we were going to bring both of them together between now and April, and we would work out one bill that worked for everybody. That makes good sense. But we got a patch between now and April. We have to find a way to patch it. So that's where that patch came in, and he said it's for a year, I think, yesterday in his statement. No, it's for about 4 months, 5 months. It's into April. And it's his committee that's responsible for coming up with that bill. They've had a year to work on it. But, all of a sudden it's a poison pill in this bill. That is so wrong. And that's the type of stuff we fight all the time. No one wants the federal government spying on us, U.S. citizens. But if we don't have that patch in there, all the spy network that we have set up outside the United States will become null and void. Two wars going on. We've got to do that. We have to keep our eyes on the bad guys outside this country. And if the border state keeps staying open, I'm afraid we're going to have to look at doing something a little different. Because we're going to have so many bad guys in here, but that's not the issue today. That is not the issue today. But, the good things in the bill. Why would you vote for that bill? Well, let's start with this. Our military, when the president signs that, will automatically get a 5.2% pay raise. That is, in the military world, that is huge. That's the largest in 20-plus years pay raise that they have received. This NDAA bans CRT in the military. 100%. Think about that for just a second. It guts the DEI, and this bill guts it. Wonderful stuff. It authorizes over $300 million in construction projects in Alabama. People say, well, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to earmark stuff. This is not earmarking. This is taking outdated, old, dilapidated family housing on our military base and bring them up to standards, just standards, nothing fancy. I mean, you look at Fort Rucker is a good example. Novosel. I mean, they got $41 million thanks to Mike Rogers and Katie Britt. They are the two that fought for that. All they wanted was $21 million to upgrade their family housing. Mike and Katie got them $41 million, so they should be thanked for that. You know, it fully funds our National Guards at the border. Who would vote against not funding the National Guard at the border? This bill funds the National Guard at our borders. Aren't we talking about stopping our borders? I mean, that's an important thing. It directs the DOD, you know, to build the wall, give the materials to the state. You know, that's going to be a little sensitive. The state of Texas, Arizona, they get a choice whether they want to build it or the wait on the DOD, which you know that's going to take a little different twist, I believe. But that was one of those areas that I want to just get it to the state, period. But anyway, it requires the DOD to correct files on service members who did not take the COVID-19 vaccine. Isn't that what we've all been fighting for? I mean, to clean those records up of those servicemen, don't you think they deserve that? After all we've been through on this COVID, but the showboats vote against it. Why? Because it gives them a chance to stand up and beat their chest, and as you said a while ago, put the thumbs behind their suspenders and tell everybody how wrong the rest of the world is. Let me tell you, government is teamwork. It starts on the ground. It starts with your city council members. It starts with your mayors, and it goes all the way to your president. It is a team effort to get things done in the community. And if you're not willing to work as a team, you got real problems, real problems.
Tell me something.
I'm going to take a breath there for just a second.
I'll let you get a sip of water there. Were you wavering on this either way? So, and this was based on just kind of hearsay and secondhand here, but like a few of you and your colleagues were maybe even thinking about not voting for this NDAA. Was that ever really an option for you?
No. You know, I didn't go up there to take easy votes. It's hard to spend this much money and come back and answer to your constituents. You know, they'll point at you and say, you spent X amount of dollars, and you have to be very nice in the way you say it, but yes, we did. This is for the defense of our country. I can't think of any better way to spend money as a federal government than the defense of this country. So I take the hard votes. We have been prepped for this. We have gotten I've called it inside information. We get all the, as the bill's being put together, they feed little things out to us, what's going in, what's going out. It did go to the Senate. There were some things that we had in there that we have like taken out. For example, the travel pay and on the abortion issue in the military that coach stood so firm for a solid year by himself and fought that. But now is not the time to shut the military down and the funding in the military for that issue. We have to join forces with Coach Coverville, you know, and get this thing done before the NDAA comes up. But you know, we get these show horses. Again, this is what frustrates me about Washington. We get these show horses, and all they want to do, you know, they want to tell everybody how bad things are and how bad we are and this and that. This is the greatest country in the world. Let's seize the opportunity we've got. Let's be Americans. Let's be positive. And let's support our local government. Let's look at our mayors and our city council and our county commissioners, our sheriffs and our house members in the state and our state senators. Let's support them. Let's come together and figure out how we can fix our community. And from a federal level, let's shut the border down. From a federal level, let's wage a war against fentanyl and the drug cartels. Let's protect our shores from a federal standpoint, but it takes a team effort. And you don't see it out of these showboats. You don't. There's no team effort there.
The Ukraine component, I just in the big picture, it seems like it's in the overall bill that it's probably a small portion of it. But for a lot of my listeners, I mean, it's a deal breaker. Like Ukraine is a deal breaker. Where?
I understand that, but this $300 million is not going to Ukraine. It goes to our National Guard that's training in Ukraine. This has been going on for, I want to say, 12 years. It may be a couple of years longer. That's the reason Ukraine was so ready and is doing so well, because we had boots on the ground there 12 years ago training. And again, these same showboats that are making this noise, they voted for it 2 years ago. So why all of a sudden now is it bad, but it wasn't bad then? It's a good thing. We do a lot of training in a lot of countries for this very reason. That money is not going to Ukraine. The statement was made yesterday, it was going to seal Ukraine borders. That is BS if I've ever heard BS. I'm telling you, that money is not going to Ukraine to seal no borders. That money is going to the National Guard to train in Ukraine. Ukraine government won't get any of that money. So don't, you know, this, let's call it the way it is. It's just, it's very confused people, and are they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, and let's talk about some other things that were kind of tangential issues to this. Number one, Israel, is that component of the NDAA satisfactory to you? And then if you would, just address the southern border aspect.
Yeah, so Israel, yes. We've also got a package up there already. We're waiting for the Senate to approve, pass on, the president gets signed. I think we'll be fine with Israel the funding in two or three different areas and ways. So I don't worry so much about that. That's not a problem. I'm not a big supporter of sending any more money to Ukraine, and I've made that very clear. So I would have to see some dramatic changes in what I see, which will make me unpopular when that vote comes down, because there's going to be a lot of people going to be pushing us to vote for the Ukraine package, and I won't do it. As far as the border itself, I mean, this money going to the border, the DOD, can we depend on them to get it done fast and quick? I don't have a whole lot of confidence in. But if we call the governor of Texas, we tell the governor of Texas, okay, all the supplies on the ground you get and X amount of dollars you're going to get them put up, I promise you they will start construction tomorrow. They will immediately hire the companies that were already building that wall. That wall is not just a wall. That wall has got lots of things built into it. There's fiber optics. There's actually drone, charging stations on it. There's vibrations. I mean, all these sensors are built into this wall, so you don't have to physically have somebody every 10 miles. You can literally send drones in there. You can do what you need to do. So I think it would be better for the states to do it themselves. Now, if they didn't want to do it, then we've got a different problem. California probably would be one of them. They would say, no, we don't want it. But I think California, most of their wall is up. It's old, it's outdated, and it's in bad shape. But I don't think California is going to do anything to push back on that. But Arizona and Texas both, yeah, let the states do it. And that was one of the issues I had. But, you know, again, you got to walk away from some fights and look at the big picture. The big picture, it's a good bill. It's good. It's a good package. It is a good package. I don't know why anybody would vote against it, especially in the state of Alabama. I mean, in the state of Alabama, we have so much military-related stuff here, not just Fort Rucker. I mean, you look at Redstone Arsenal. I mean, they've got almost $68 million for a testing infrastructure up there. They do. All of our future missiles, the stuff that they're testing right now, we won't know about for 30 years. Look at Maxwell Air Force Base. I've been on that base. That's $65 million for construction of new military housing. We can't recruit and keep young people in the military that have families because they're living in dumps, moldy, leaking. I'm talking about Maxwell Air Force Base. I've been there. I've seen it. And it's the depot. I mean, you've got access issues up there. So they've got $5.5 million for that. I mean, we have to seal those gates. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Fort McClellan, you know, Huntsville National Guard facility. You know, that's the readiness center for the National Guard. for the state of Alabama, obviously. Birmingham, $57 million military construction funds. That's the Army Reserve Center. Montgomery Regional Airport. I mean, there's $7 million. Why would you vote against all of that and vote against the upgrade of our military in the state of Alabama? I just, Jeff, I don't get it. Over two issues that are twisted and wrong.
Well, Congressman, we got to leave it there. Before we let you go, folks need to find out more about what's going on your campaign or even the federal side. Tell them how to do so.
Just go to Jerry Carl for Congress, and please sign up for our newsletter. Let us send that out to you, jerrycarlforcongress.com. And obviously, you can just pull us up, Jerry Carl Congressional Office, and get on our newsletter there also. Love to have you. Love to be a part of campaign and what we're doing here. We're going to push forward. We've got about 83 days here, and we're going to get a message out.
Jerry Carl,
we are a workhorse, not a show horse.
Jerry Carley, Congressman, thank you for making time for us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Jeff. I'll get to talk to you before then.
Merry Christmas to you as well. All right, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.